iHeartCommunities. Thank you so much for listening. Here's a timely conversation. Voting. Yeah. You got to get out there and do it. So we are very pleased to welcome to our socially distanced hotline, Tim DiCarlo of the Registrars of Voters Association of Connecticut, and as well as he's the Waterbury Registrar of Voters. Thank you for being here, Tim.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So we've got a lot to cover in a short amount of time. First and foremost, I think we both were kind of chuckling to ourselves, and this interview could be very short. Register and get out and vote. Done,
exactly.
Right? But there's
exactly.
more to it. There's more to it. So, Tim, please tell our listeners what they need to do. Are there deadlines?
So the biggest deadline that's coming up for all voters is October 27th. That is the deadline to update your voter registration. It is the deadline to register in person, online, and through the mail. So the 27th of October, all of the Registrar of Voters offices across the state, all 169, are going to be open until 8 p.m. So if you want to go in person to update your information, if you've moved, or to register in general, you can do that. And then there's an online voter registration system through the Secretary of State's office, and you can use that up until 11:59 p.m. on October 27th.
Please give out that website.
Myvote.ct.gov.
Myvote.ct.gov is where
Correct.
You want to go. You can go there right now as you're listening to this. You can go there up until, as you said, right midnight on Tuesday, October 27th.
As long as they get it done by 11:59, the minute somebody registers online, it instantly goes into the registrar's office. They have it instantly once they hit send. So as long as it's time-stamped by 11:59 or postmarked by October 27th, we'll be able to go ahead and process that registration.
You know, I have a silly question, I think, and I might be a little embarrassed by asking you this, but if they register, say, by Tuesday, October 27th, which is great, that doesn't seem like a lot of time to get an absentee ballot. What is the connection there, or are you just, that's not an option?
Well, absentee ballots, if you're going to do it through the mail, you are cutting it close. The absentee ballot needs to be in the town clerk's office no later than 8 p.m. on the day of the election. If you, if you're fearful of COVID-19 and you don't want to go to the polls that day and you're not registered, you can always, as we like to say, you can always do it all on the same day. So we have voters that will come here to Waterbury that will register to vote in our office. We'll put it in the system, and by the time they get across the street to the town clerk's office, they can get their absentee right there and then.
But is that only in person?
That's the fastest way in person. They can still request an application, but as you pointed out, through the mail, we're cutting it close.
Yeah.
If they receive it, I wouldn't put it in the mail any later than October 27th. I would bring it. There are drop boxes at all 169 towns have a drop box. Usually most of them are at town hall. And I would bring it directly there and leave it in the drop box. That way it's assured that it'll be counted on election day.
You know, everyone in my family, I'm very proud and honored to say, has already voted. We brought it to our town halls in all the towns that affect our families. In Connecticut, it was always at the town hall. So South Windsor, Wethersfield, Rocky Hill, East Hartford, Waterbury. So we all have voted. And what I'm seeing is that in no other recorded time of voting, more people have voted already. Is that what you're seeing too?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot more across the state. Some towns are higher than others. It really depends on the town, it's seeming like. In Waterbury in 2016, just to give you an example, we had somewhere around 2,500 absentees, and we're already at 6,000. But we still, at the same time, have 56,000 voters. So we as registrars are prepared either way. If we're going to be counting all day in our locations, or if we're going to be seeing heavy foot traffic coming through the polls, which I tend to think that we're still going to see significant turnout in person on election day.
You know what? That is perfect that you said that, because it leaves me to my next question for you. Voters can still vote in person designated polling locations Tuesday, November 3rd. Polls will open at 6 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Let's talk about the lines that we've been hearing about, and especially on election day. And I agree with you. I believe more people than ever will actually show up and vote in person. However, there has always been a little bit of controversy on lines and where the cutoff point may be. Is Connecticut prepared for long lines, even if someone is in line already, but then 8 o'clock comes? Like, what happens?
Well, so the way the state law works for both the polling places and same-day voter registration, this is new to same-day voter registration for 2020, as long as someone is in line prior to 8 o'clock, they have the right to vote. So it doesn't matter if that line is so long that it takes until 10 o'clock to get it handled. God forbid, we don't want to see that. But if you're in line prior to 8 o'clock, you have the right to cast your ballot, and that line will be processed and taken care of. The biggest thing that causes bottlenecks on election day and causes long lines is that, especially in the larger cities, we have people that will move around and sometimes they don't contact us and we don't know that, but they're still registered. So they have to fill out paperwork to update their information. So that's why it's so important between now and October 27th to reach out to your registrar to check to see if you're registered at the right address. If you've moved since the last time you voted, you really need to update your information, and it'll help alleviate the congestion on the lines. What the citizens of Connecticut have to realize, though, is this is the largest turnout of any of the four. We call them the four elections. There's president, governor, municipal, and then there's usually like an off season of some more local. And this is where everybody comes out. So it's not going to be in and out like it was in past elections. It's going to take a little bit of time. And with 6 feet social distancing, we just hope that everybody keeps that in mind and keeps a cool head on election day.
Absolutely. Wear your masks, bring your hand sanitizer, bring your handy wipes, bring whatever you need, bring a good attitude, be kind and respectful to one another, and bring your patience because it is going to be needed. And remember, the reason why you're going out to vote is because that is your right as an American to make your vote. And this is where the best, this is how your voice is heard, regardless of who you're going to vote for. This is how your voice is heard. And my only hope and wishes for election day is that everybody is kind to one another, which leads me to this question, which is definitely a sensitive issue. Do you all have things in place, and what kinds of conversations are being had about the safety of voters? Because a lot of people are talking about poll watchers, which is illegal unless that's your designated job by whatever local government has in place, right?
Right. Well, the thing is, we every state is different as to how they administer elections. In Connecticut, it is different than all other states. We do not have a poll watcher statute on the books. We did many years ago. It's been abolished. So you cannot go into a polling place and just stand up against a wall and watch. However, the election, once it concludes at 8:01, all polling places in Connecticut are open to the public. So anyone that wants to go in and watch the closing of the polls, they can do that at a safe distance, as long as they're not interrupting the moderator. That's the person who's in charge of the entire election for that polling place.
But why would you do that, though?
Well, some people, we with our government, this is the democracy, is everything we do is in open. We don't do anything behind closed doors in this country. So when we're closing out the polls, usually it's campaigns that want to see and get the totals right off the bat. Mm-hmm. But any citizen can walk into a polling place and watch the closing of a poll, just the results being tabulated at that point in time. But poll watchers are not allowed in Connecticut.
All right. And then let's talk a little bit about the results, because now with so many people that have pre-voted, you're going to get things in the mail. There's the absentee, everything in person and otherwise. How long do you think here in Connecticut anyway, because I know every state, as you said, everybody does things a little differently. How long do you estimate that all votes will be counted and logged and become finalized and official? How long do you think that's going to take?
I'm hoping, and I'm hopeful that Wednesday, towards the end of business on Wednesday, we will have final numbers. What we're doing here is we have paper books that go to the polls, and we check people off at that point. All of the absentees that arrive on the day of the election, now people are still going to be dropping them off. They're going to be postmarked through the mail. As long as they show up by 8 o'clock through the mail and at the drop box, we have to count those. But we have to go through those books to make sure that those voters didn't vote in person. There is a concern, and I would be just as concerned if I checked and found out that my absentee wasn't or hadn't arrived. I would go to a poll and vote in person. At that point, once that absentee arrives, we're going to reject it because that person voted in person, but we have to do a cross check. So that's going to take us a little bit the day after the election, and then we're going to have to process the absentees that came in. This is a new thing for us. We've never done this before.
I'm no IT whiz, Tim, and that will not come as a shock to anybody who knows me, if you're hearing this. But with all the digital technology that we have and being able to, track IP addresses. I mean, we do contests here at our radio stations in Connecticut where you can only enter once. And if you even try to enter again from the same IP address, it rejects it. Like, how far away are we from people just being able to, you know, hey, it's November 3rd. I'm going to make my cup of coffee, turn on my computer and vote.
Well, we don't. First off, we don't have any form of electronic voting in Connecticut.
Yeah.
There's no internet-based voting, and one of the better parts of our system, which people had kind of put their nose up to for a few years, is we're running on 1970s technology. So it's very hard to hack into 1970s technology. If you've ever taken an SAT, when you filled out your Scantron, that's exactly what these are. These are Scantron machines, and you're not going to hack those.
No.
So they're a good machine. They're accurate. We have a paper trail because we follow the HAVA Act, which is the Help America Vote Act of 2001. So we have to have a paper trail. And we can recreate an election. And the reason that we're going to do the cross-check the day after is we need to make sure that those that voted in person, if we receive a ballot in the mail, that ballot isn't counted twice.
Right.
It's not that the voter tried to vote twice. It's just it wasn't received and they got nervous. We understand that.
You know, you're making me think back to my high school days and my Fortran classes. Thank you very much. Nobody knows what we're talking about. That's all right. Let's move on. So let's just remind people it is important this year more than ever to vote, no matter what your side is. You just have to get out there and vote. We don't want you to be afraid. We want you to know the facts. And we want you to be calm. And I cannot say enough. Be kind and respectful to one another when we're out. Connecticut is such a unique state, right? Tim, it's such a unique state because we really are, I think, above all the rest. And I'm going to brag about Connecticut because we're peaceful. We care. We want the right thing at the end of the day. You look at all of our numbers and our facts and our statistics. You know, I know there's some terrible things going on right now, but as a whole, Connecticut really does a good job, I think. And I'm hoping for the same the day at the polls, right?
Oh, I would agree.
So for more information, and if you want to get into that voter registration deadline, you're going to want to get to the Secretary of State's website by midnight on Tuesday, October 27th. That is the deadline to register to vote. If you've not registered to vote by October 27th, your very last chance is in person on Election Day in your town's designated Election Day registration location. I don't think we covered that. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this one is a little more stringent. When you register to vote, you're proving identity, and then we prove the residency later on when we send out a letter to you. On the day of the election, if you still have not registered, you have to prove identity as well as residency. So you're going to need to bring something if you have a Connecticut driver's license or an out-of-state driver's license because you just moved here. That's going to prove your identity, but you're going to need something that ties you to your new residency, be it a tax bill, be it a mortgage or a statement or a lease, something that's going to tie you to that that new address. But at that point, you are going to go to your local town, register and vote in the same location, and then all elections going forward, you'll actually go to the polls to vote.
All right. Well, I can't thank you enough for your time. Would you mind giving out that website again for people who are interested in registering online by October 27th, please?
Yep, no problem whatsoever. So it's myvote.ct.gov.
Myvote.ct.gov. We've been chatting with Tim DiCarlo of the Registrars of Voters Association of Connecticut. He's also the Waterbury Registrar of Voters. Thank you for your time today. Great information, important information. Anyone old enough to register to vote, please, please do so. And I think we're going to see an incredible year in turnout. I that's what I think. And that's not even a scientific poll, right?
I would tend to agree.
All right, Tim, it's been a real pleasure chatting with you. Be safe. And thanks for being on our program.
Thank you so much.